You have any question? Yes? Of course, no. I was terrified. I couldn't sleep like for, I don't know, like a week before or 2 months later. I mean, 2 months after. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
but
I was afraid.
You that?
What made you decide to bring your work here to America?
Well, I didn't decide. I was invited.
Okay.
And I said yes.
Were you always interested in using different artistic materials? Or was it just because of this?
No, I'm a very curious person. I'm always taking all kinds of workshops. I normally in my work I use all kinds of medias. I mean, I have an idea, and I see it in my mind, and then I think what material would be the best for the idea that I have, and then maybe it's longer and it's more difficult, no? Because I have to then, if it's ceramics, then I go and look for somebody who's making ceramics, and then I work there for a while with this idea in mind, and I work like that way. I work opposite way. I mean, I don't know. Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the exhibition?
I don't know if I have...
What was the favorite part of the exhibition?
I don't know if I have a favorite part of the exhibition. The part that I personally enjoy was to make the monoprints. I enjoy that. I mean, as an artist, working in my studio, locked in my studio, I didn't enjoy walking around the police. I didn't enjoy making the dress because it was very hard to work with the wires. And at night I had to put my hands on hot water and salt because my fingers were all like... So the part I enjoy was to make the prints. Yes? The one who speaks first.
What's your favorite type of medium to work with? Artistic, what kind of artwork do you like to do the most?
I don't know, whatever idea comes to my mind. For instance, now I'm working on a performance. I'm working with my body and I'm working with photographs. Tomorrow, I think I have a project that I'm gonna start as soon as I go back. It's gonna be in ceramics. I'm gonna involve archaeologists, and it's more about history and archaeology. So, yes?
¿Tenías un propósito específico por usar el perro?
It's my dog. He's asking about the dog. Well, the dog itself, it's very strong because this is a non-hair dog. The la raza, how do you say? Well,
The breed
is, the name is Cholo Itzcuintle. It's a pre-Columbian dog. You can find this dog in Mexico, Cuba, all the way to Peru. And it's almost extinct. And by itself, the dog, it's a survivor, no? And it's my dog, and I like to have my dog everywhere. I would like to bring it here, but well. Well, I was not expecting, hopefully, any response from the state, otherwise I would be in jail. The response of the state is to ignore everything. The graffiti, the demonstrations, the whatever happens, they ignore. They color, they erase, they clean the city. So, but me in my work, I don't know if I could say I like to. But I normally try to confront issues that shake me or touch me, you know? I mean, for instance, I'm not looking for a conflict to go and make something, you know? I was living this social political conflict, you know? And the piece I'm working now, the performance, the name is White. I'm working now. It's about a wedding, and it has to be with me. I grew up being witness of domestic violence, so it talks about that. No, I'm confronting myself, my own conflict. No, so it goes like that. No, more or less. Yeah. Well, the dress.
Let me just repeat the question. That was, what were the choices that Gabriella made in making the dress?
Well, the dress, actually, I didn't choose the color or I didn't choose anything. I mean, I work with the things I had in hand. I had collected, I'll show you. Well, the corset, it's tires. I just put everything together. This thing, I collected from a barricade. I mean, everything I collected from barricades, no? So the dress came like that, no? And I didn't know how to use the barbed wire. And it was so difficult to manipulate that the only thing I could do was like this. So I just thought on put many of these together and wear it as a necklace. But I never thought that I should, how to say this? Yeah, so I was all tore here, no? But I just realize when I remove it from my body, no? And the skirt, it's made out of a mattress, a burned mattress. So I just
unwound.
On what?
It's okay. We understand. Unwound.
I destroyed and rebuilt it again. And the position, I didn't know. I just thought I was gonna walk. That's all. No? And I didn't know anything. No? I just I had very clear in mind that I was not going to say anything. I was not going to shout anything. I was not going to be aggressive. I just was going to be there. And that came, no?
But did you say something to them in that video? You were speaking to them?
No. I was speaking to my friends who were taking the pictures. Sometimes they were like, be careful, because with my skirt I was pulling things, or I don't know, no? Or my dog was barking to the policeman, no? So I was speaking either to my dog or to my friends.
Did it you?
Well, I was so frightened that I didn't really hear what they were saying. But then my friends told me that, yes, they were saying things, no? All kinds of things. They were saying, like, mamacita, que buena estás. Apachurro, I mean, these kind of things. Or they were also very aggressive, no? They were saying, there is a crazy woman walking dressed as a barricade, no? Or there were others that were saying, that's the way of, that's her way of make a demonstration. Or some others said, I don't know. Some others were saying that they were making a TV commercial. I don't know for what, no, but so there were all kinds of ideas. I think that was the clue. That's why I could go in and out. Because in the meantime, they were trying to think, like, what's going on? I went in all the way around and outside. No? At the moment they saw me, they were making phone calls, taking pictures. I mean, I think they have a very, very big file of pictures, because they took pictures of every single step we made inside. But as we didn't say anything or we didn't do anything and they didn't know what was going on, we just went out. They wanted to know who was the one who killed Brad Will, no? The very amazing thing is that his own camera, even though he was on the floor, was recording the event still, no? And you can see in his camera the people shooting, no? But governor says that they don't know, it was the Apple people who killed, even though he was on this side and the police was in the other side, no? So I think that, yes, U.S. government is pushing to know who killed Brad Will. And, of course, Mexican governor is trying to clean his hands. And well, for me, it was not about being brave. It was about
surviving.
And survive. I like the way Jacques Derrida say about the meaning of the word survive. And he says, survive is live with more intensity.
Say that okay? Again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Live with more intensity. But I didn't say so. It's Jacques Derrida. I think communities, people from communities and teachers. I know there are two women from La Sierra Mije that they disappeared. But I have the link here of the Human Rights Association in Mexico. And I have all kinds of links that you can get information.
And we'll post those links on the CESNON website.
And it was hard to have information of what was happening in Oaxaca, even in Mexico, no? Because there was this media belt. Say it like that? Yeah?
Media bail.
Huh?
Media blackout.
Yeah, that?
Media blackout in Mexico. Mm-hmm.
So the only way we had to spread the news was like sending emails, opening blogs, illegal radio stations, internet radio, sending, yeah, just these kind of contacts, no?
I also want to say that this is being recorded, and there are some people here who are doing some research and writing on Oaxaca, and if any of you are interested in carrying on the dialogue, you can contact the CESNON Gallery, or and we'll connect people if people want to still talk about these issues. The CESNON Gallery is available for study groups or students to talk and discuss this. So I just wanted to open that up.
This is the performance I'm working on. The dress, in the dress is embroidered. I know it's too hard for me. Here is. Ay, sí, es mucho más fácil. Aunque no me entiendan nada, les voy a decir. El vestido se hace una bolsa. It's a backpack. So I go inside a room with a backpack, and the backpack turns into. Well, I open my backpack, and I take out my scenography of a wedding. And then in the backpack, the whole backpack is embroidered with scenes of domestic violence I took from the newspapers, the local newspapers, and also from a book of Donna Ferrato and from another writer, a Mexican writer. So that's the bag. It's all embroidered with that, no? So I open my bag and I have all my scenography, how do you call it?
Veil.
My veil. And then I turn around the bag and it turns into a wedding dress and I get my dress. It's a what?
Oh, the suitor? Uh-huh.
The suitors have to fill a form. I'm married with my dog. And well, this is Yuso, Paseo Dominical. This is the Beauty War project. I won't tell you about this project because you're going to get scared. But you can see www.beautywarproject.com.
It's Beauty World.
Yeah, Beauty World. It's hard for me to pronounce world. This is a project I made in India. This one, it's made out of... ¿Cómo dices caca de vaca?
Manure.
Cow shit.
Manure.
Dung.
I work with a girl. Well, you'll see now. This is a dress I made out of paper. I made paper. This is a cast I took from my body, front and back, and then I destroyed and I made it again. And then I went to the crematories for ashes, and then I made a color with the ashes. So the flower you saw, I worked with a girl that by her cast. Well, yes. She will have to do that all her life. They collect the cow shit, and then they make little things and they let it dry, and they used to cook or heat their homes
use as fuel.
And a few. And these are some other prints I made. I made an atlas of my own body, so I color my body and make a stamp. And here you can see a little stamp that they made for me in India. So it tells you what part of the body you're seeing. And I also made a three dimension. So I cast myself, and then, so I had the negative, and then I had a positive, and then with ceramics, I made a negative. This is a negative you're seeing. This is another work. The name is Pulcrus Corpus. That means beauty body. And it's inspired in plastic surgeries. And it's also made out of paper and materials used in the procedures. All this is paper. All the dresses are paper. And this is another series, transitory clothing, and it's made out of paper also. These are very big pieces, and the good thing of this is I roll, and they can go everywhere. And these are other impressions I also made. I work with my friends, with that they have big bodies and they didn't like. They want to be thinner. So I use them as engraving placas de grabado. Well, como placas de grabado. So I painted the body in a light color and they lie on the paper, and I had a print. And then I cleaned the body and I put another color and they lie again on the paper. So I had this. So then I had...
Block prints.
Yeah, that. So then I went to... I have a friend, he's a plastic surgeon, and I show him the image. And I asked him to suggest a procedure. So each image has here the name of the procedure suggested by the surgeon. And this is another work I made. It's magic suits against the mean times. At that time, my family was politically persecuted. And we were passing through strong feelings. And then I realized that we were feeling hate. We were feeling lots of frustration. We were feeling lots of anger. And I didn't know what to do because I didn't want to see my mom suffering and my family suffering that much. And I didn't have the possibility to change anything. So I made these dresses made out of paper, and I make recipes. I invented recipes for each feeling, so like magic recipes. So this is against hate, this is against sadness, this is against soberbia, I don't know the name in English. This is against the bad luck, this is against the suffering, this is against anger, and that's all.
And these are on the Gabriela León portfolio. And I can
www.gabrielaleon.com. Or I can leave a copy of you, but it's in Spanish. But you can read some articles are there.
And is there a question in the back?
Yes? Well, I always made dresses because I grew up seeing my great grandmother. She was sewing dresses for us. We never buy dresses. I remember the first time I got a dress that was not made for my great-grandma. It was when I was 8 years old, and the neighbor gave me as a present a dress. No, like, from the shop, no? So, yes, I grew up like that, no? My great-grandma was sewing always all kind of dresses for us, and we didn't learn. No, my mother didn't learn. My grandma did. I didn't. So that's why I ended doing these kind of things that are not possible to wear, no? Because I don't know how. I would like to learn.
All right, I want to thank you so much.
No, thank you, guys.